This conference will now be recorded.
Lori and Barbara's here, Bill's here. The only one we're missing is Cecilia from the board. And there's a Matthew, which I presume is a member of the public.
There's a background. Is that my phone or?
Iggy, can you hear us? No. I don't know that Iggy has audio yet. Who does that sometimes? He might be in the process. Iggy, we have video on you, but not voice yet. Bill, it looks like you have video and audio.
That's correct.
And Barbara and Lori is audio only. No, oh, Carlos Tinoco.
That's Iggy.
Oh, that's Iggy. Can we help here? Ziggy? Yeah, we have audio on everybody but you. Your video is working. Okay, or I could leave you on. Huh. Okay, try the phone in. Okay. He said his right phone didn't work. His audio didn't work. Iggy's trying to phone in. He'll be with us in a minute.
Okay, now you can hear me?
Now we can hear you. Oh, and Bruce Gibson has joined us.
Hi, Bruce. Okay, well, the May 20th regular meeting of the Cambria Community Healthcare District Board of Directors is hereby called to order at 1:03 p.m. We'll forego the Pledge of Allegiance since, although Mike has a flag there, I suppose it would be inappropriate for us to pledge allegiance to that flag.
Works for me.
I don't believe we can all pledge allegiance to a flag that's not in our presence.
Okay.
I tried.
So, we have with us, I can see Bill, I can see myself, I cannot see Cecilia, nor can I see Lori, nor can I see Barbara. So Cecilia, are you present? Apparently not. Barbara, you are present. I heard your voice.
No, that was a facsimile.
And have I'm Maureen?
Here. I'm here. Yes.
Great. Well, yeah. We have a quorum, and so we can proceed. The first item on the agenda is to approve the minutes from our April 3rd special meeting, and also to approve the minutes from our April 15th, 2020 regular meeting. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second, please.
Second.
Okay, Lori seconds. All those in favor, I guess we have to do by roll call. So, Simone, will you please call the roll?
Yes. Iggy Federoff?
Aye.
Bill Rice?
Yes.
Barbara Bronson Gray?
Yes.
Lori Miliotta?
Yes.
And Cecilia's absent.
Cecilia's absent.
Still don't have Cecilia?
Correct.
No.
Okay. All right. Then the next order of business on the consent agenda is recognition of EMS Week by SLO County Board Proclamation. Over to you, Supervisor Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It was a great pleasure for me to bring forward a resolution recognizing Emergency Medical Services Week and declaring the week of May 17th to the 23rd EMS Week in San Luis Obispo County. If you might indulge me, let me read it. This resolution was passed, and I will note unanimously this past yesterday. It reads as follows. Whereas emergency medical services are a vital public service, and whereas the members of emergency medical services teams are ready to provide life-saving care to those in need 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and whereas access to quality emergency care dramatically improves the survival and recovery rate of those who experience sudden illness or injury, and whereas emergency medical services have grown to fill a gap by providing important out-of-hospital care, including preventative medicine and follow-up care, and whereas the emergency medical services system consists of first responders, emergency medical technicians, paramedics, emergency medical dispatchers, firefighters, police officers, educators, administrators, pre-hospital nurses, emergency physicians, trained members of the public, and other out-of-hospital medical care providers. And whereas the members of emergency medical services teams, whether career or volunteer, engage in thousands of hours of specialized training and continuing education to enhance their life-saving skills. And whereas the skill and commitment of emergency medical services teams are especially valued and respected as they work tirelessly to care for our fellow citizens during the COVID-19 pandemic emergency, now therefore be it resolved and ordered that the Board of Supervisors of the County of San Luis Obispo, State of California, extends its heartfelt gratitude to all emergency medical services personnel and does hereby proclaim the week of May 17th to the 23rd, 2020 as Emergency Medical Services Week in San Luis Obispo County. And indeed, heartfelt thanks, especially to your staff operating as they do in remote geographic locations and, you know, with a variety of challenges that are only added to in this particular time. So congratulations to them. There is a formal paper version of this. It does not exist only in the ether. And at an appropriate time, we'll get you that that copy for posting at your office.
Thanks an awful lot for doing this, Bruce.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely, my pleasure. And with that, if you don't mind, I'm going to take my leave as this is but the first of several appearances I need to make in a small box on somebody's screen somewhere. And I will go get to it and wish you a good meeting.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, y'all. We'll see you.
Okay, so at this point, we are going to adjourn to closed session, and y'all go to the other GoToMeeting joining the other meeting. So,
yes, okay. Just for information, this window will stay open.
So I need to call back in?
Yeah, after we're through the other meeting, then we can call back into this meeting.
Okie doke.
I have to, but using the other access coding, which
number.
Is different. Yeah, it's a different number.
Got it. Okay.
Well, it's different access code.